We said that coming from the time of Babylon. Now, you've got a history on Babylon. You've got some idea of these kingdoms. You've got an idea where it starts and where it ends. So when I refer to Babylon, you know what I'm saying. All right, here's Daniel in Babylon. The angel of God comes to him, just like showing him these visions of these great kingdoms. He said, Daniel, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people to make an end of the transgression. And I explained the other night what it was, the transgression. Now, from the time of Babylon, the angel appeared, and then from the going forth of the commandment in the days of Artaxerxes the king to rebuild Jerusalem to the Messiah. And we've got that on tape just exactly where it starts and ends, how long it took to build it. Notice that going forth from that time was to be 70 weeks. And the Lord gave the prophet a day for a year. Daniel said, I learned this by the reading of books, the scrolls of the prophets. The prophet said they'll go down for 70 years. Now, from the time they started to build the walls, the angel said it shall be in troublesome times. Notice, he said that 70 weeks, and each week being 7 years, as we brought out the other night, 7 sevens, 49, 490 years. Now, it's believed that from the time of Abraham to the Exodus is 490 years. From that time on over to the building of Solomon's temple, 490 years. They believe that it runs in a sequence. 490 years, that God deals in 490 years. Whether it's right or not, you'd have to do a lot of figuring to go back into history to get it. We could, if we had enough time, we could bring out the dates and things and let you think on it for yourself, just to see how you, what you could come up with. But anyway, from that time of Solomon's building of the temple, on over to the edict of Artaxerxes, another 490 years, and from the time of the building of the temple on over to Daniel's last week, the end of it, 490 years. Now, what I'm trying to say is that 490 years would cover the time all the way from the time of the going forth of the commandment to build Jerusalem until the coming of the Messiah, which would be at the end of the tribulation period, which would be Daniel's 70 weeks. Now, it is also believed by Bible scholars, and of course there's a lot of controversy on this. We've got pre-millennials and post-millennials. But it is also believed that from the time the church age is ended. How many of you understand what the church age was? I had Brother Taylor to carefully read the book of Revelation way on over to the sounding of the last trumpet so that when we start into this, I could refer back to it and you'd have a thought pattern for it. You'd have a formulated thought pattern to understand what I'm saying. How many of you remember that Jesus standing in the midst of the golden candlesticks? Those stands had seven little lamps running out from one of it. It was a lampstand. Running out, three over here and three over here, and then top, there's up here, there's one. Light this one up here and then light the others by it, like Christ lighting the church ages. But he was standing in the midst of the seven. Now, if this was a candlestick and they're running out this way, that would be one. But if he had seven around him, then you'd have seven times seven, which would be 49 again, is that right? Which, to me, would have to do with the 490 years. I'm just saying that's what I believe about it. Now, but standing in the midst of the golden candlesticks, having the stars in his right hand, seven of them, which was the seven church age messengers. Now, I know that we have a lot of controversy as to whether this teaching is right, or Brother Branham's teaching is right, or whether Brother Robert's teachings is right, or other teachings. But I want you to know that we're not trying to tear down anybody's teachings. We're trying to establish the facts of Christ the way that we've come to understand them in our lifetime. By the help of you and other great men and from prayer and searching in our heart before God. Just like Daniel searched the books, he searched his heart, he searched through the kingdom of God in prayer and fasting, trying to find out what was the truth, because he wanted to know what would befall his people in the end time. There's a lot of dispute. People that follow Brother Branham, they think that I cross Brother Branham's teachings, which I do not come against Brother Branham at all, nor do I try to find fault with his teachings. I could say a lot of things that would dumbfound and confound some of his followers to where they, nor anybody among them, could answer it. A number of things. Now, to say that would be not to come against the brother, because he was a great man of God, nor to come against what he's trying to bring out in Christ, but to open the eyes of some of his followers that are so convinced that they're right till they never give time to see if God's doing anything new. Whereas I made the statement the other night, Brother Branham said, if there is a tomorrow, there'll be a message for tomorrow. Amen. He's 7 years gone. Now there's another day, there's a message for today. Building upon the same foundation, all of us working together to try to establish the kingdom of God. The seven church ages, the seven messengers. Now I'm going to drop a thing or two in along and you can think on it. I only tell you this for your defense when you're crossed up, so you listen to it. The seven church age messengers. Now I'm going to have to get into a few of those things to establish what I want to establish. Take the seven church age messengers. It is commonly believed that Brother Branham was the last church age messenger. I don't dispute that. But I say that God is doing new things and has been doing great things all along. I believe that there are still things that we have to understand. The Bible said, blessed is the servant I so find doing, giving my people meat in due season, that I'll occupy till I come. I'll make him ruler over all I got. Now, they say, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God should be finished. We taught that. We got it on the other side of the board over here. The last angel, the seventh angel, that sounded when John saw him in heaven. They say that in the sounding of that voice, is that correct? They say that when that voice sounds, now I'm just saying this so you'll have something for your defense when people attack you. In the days of the sounding of the seventh trumpet, they said the mystery of God should be finished. That's Bible. Then they say that Brother Branham was that voice. Is that right? And by means of that, they try to withstand what we're doing. But they strain at an ant and swallow a camel. Jesus said, blind leaders of the blind, they all fall in the ditch. If the blind lead the blind. You say, what do you mean, Brother Pye? I mean that Brother Branham taught that the seven trumpets was to the Jews. If the seven trumpets is to the Jews, how could he be the last trumpet sounder? And it was said to the last trumpet sounder that when he sounds, the mystery of God should be finished. Is that right? Another thing, Brother Branham says, which I believe, that the church is raptured in the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation, which would be exactly at the end of the church ages, just as the Laodicean church comes in. It would be the end of the church ages. John saw a door open in heaven, and the voice said, come up. That's the rapture of the church. There's no dispute over that. But they say that Brother Branham opened the seven seals. But if that be true, how did he open the seven seals For in the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation, immediately after the church ages, before the seven seals are ever opened, the church is raptured. And Brother Branham and all of us would be in heaven. That is when the seals are opened, when the Lamb comes, is after the rapture. Now, I'm not coming against anything. I'm just saying folks can strain on that and swallow a camel, not knowing what they're doing, running around saying people's false and all kinds of things. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't even understand the Bible. Paul said they don't understand the Scriptures. They're wrestling to their own destruction. That's why I said a while ago, spend 3 years, 2 years, 5 years, go preach. If you're going to preach the Bible, you better stay with God. Now, if you're just going to say repent and be baptized in Jesus' name and have a testimony, that's all right. But you're going to run into somebody down the way, down the trail somewhere. Now, I'm saying, how can these things be? Another thing, they say that he is the seventh church age messenger. Brother Branham believed that things had to be according to the Bible. He named the seven church age messengers. Is that right? Is that right? He named them. But the question is, even if that's true, and I'm not disputing that, but I just want to say something here so you can think on it. Why is it that most of those men were Trinity? Did the angels make a mistake when they gave Jesus' name teaching back at Pentecost? Would the angels then come and condone a Trinitarian teaching when most of these men were teaching Trinity? Most of you know that the real revival was at the Reformation. Is that right? Back about 1500, along in there. George Whitefield was the man that started off. Then Wycliffe come in and translated the Bible. Is that right? And then Wesley come on in. And then Finney come on in. And then Moody come on in. And it was a great chain reaction coming down to Restoration. All fitting along in the Philadelphian age, brotherly love of the church age. And we're not going to preach the church age. I don't mean to get into that. But I'm trying to establish a thought or two here to bring out some current day things. How can the sounding of the seventh trumpet, how can that be, Brother Branham? How can that be? The average teacher, some of them that understand, believed that when the seventh trumpet sounded, that was the last of the first half of Daniel's seventh week. The last week of Daniel, immediately after the church ages, saying that the first part would set in, the rapture of the church age is over, the week would begin, gone down through the seals being opened, the trumpet sounding, the woman caught up, or the child caught up, the beast coming up, on down to this point, where she's seen in the sun, the first 3.5 years of Daniel's tribulation period of the 7 years. Then, from that point where the prophets come on the scene, the next half, 3.5 years of the 7 years. Now, that would be in the middle of the tribulation when he sounded. Is that right? I'm just asking you some questions now. You can think on it like you want to. The mystery of God should be finished. Well, where would it be finished? That would be over here in the middle of the tribulation of the last week. And yet, it could mean that it wasn't finished there, that the proclamation was only given that within another 3.5 years it could be finished. But we know that time isn't over, though the angel declares it's over by setting one foot on the land and sea, but it really isn't over till the end of the millennium, which is another 1,000 years. When eternity comes in. I'm saying, how can the mystery be finished in the way that they're teaching it? It said in the days of the voice of that seventh angel, which would be way over here in the middle of the week, according to that. Is that right? How could he be the finishing of the mystery in the way that they're teaching it? Saying that he's the seventh church age messenger, which the church age is before the week, comes up to the week. From Pentecost over to the rapture is the church ages. The church is set up at Pentecost, seven church ages. We read it and explained to it on another explained to you on another tape what it meant, the seven churches that Paul established and so on. But the rapture taking place, when Jesus spoke of the seven angels, he doesn't say anything about the finishing of a mystery. When he said that these seven angels, which would be the messengers to the seven churches, which if that was true, if the names of them are right, and I'm not disputing that, I'm just trying to get you to see something. If it is true, then it doesn't say anything about a finishing of a mystery until it gets over there to the sounding of the trumpets, which is after the rapture. Is that right? See, somebody has got the cart ahead of the horse. There's something wrong. Now, if they can explain these few things, then there's some more things I'd like to ask them. But there is a number of things that just doesn't fit together right. Something's wrong somewhere, and what we need to do is get together. I'm willing to learn. If they're willing to learn, I'm willing to learn. If they're not willing to learn, I'm still willing to learn. The Bible said a wise man will increase in understanding. I'm willing to learn. Are you willing to learn? When we get the idea that we know something, we don't know something as we ought to know. The thing to do is stay humble before God and ask God to have mercy on us and show us what's going on. All right, now then, I'm going to have to really hurry now because there's a little some ground I want to cover. But I want to bring out these thoughts first to establish in your mind that there might be need for something else. When people cross you out yonder to give you a little room of defense, let them explain some things. Put them on the defensive. All right, now then, I want you to think on this. We come up to the cross here 434 years. I might have to refresh your mind just a little bit. 490 years from the time of the rebuilding of the walls over to the coming of the Messiah. And said after 62 weeks, which is 434 years, Messiah will be cut off. Is that right? Might talk a little faster on here because you're familiar with this part of it. All right. 62 weeks. Then there wasn't but 8 weeks left. Is that right? Which on this side of Calvary would have been 56 years. Is that correct? 56 years on this side. Now remember, the Lord, according to Bible scholars' understanding, does not deal with Israel as an individual, but as a nation. Which means if she is not recognized as a nation, she isn't being dealt with by God. She's not in favor with God. But he deals with you and I as individuals saying, let whosoever will. But he deals with Israel as a nation saying a nation is born in one day. Is that right? On this side of Calvary, 56 years is left. Now, we said that we could go back, pick up down to 33 A.D. Because Jesus born 33 A.D., we know that he died here at 33 years old. Now, it is believed that at Calvary it was 30 A.D. I don't know where all these things come up from. But there's a lot of differences when they come to teaching the A.D. and the B.C.s. They believe that it's 30 A.D. here at Calvary. But some of them believe that Jesus was born 4 B.C. Now, we kind of got hung up on that the other night. I don't want to do that tonight. I went over it so it would be established in your mind, so I could try to explain some of it tonight. 4 B.C., B.C. meaning before Christ. They believe that they got his birth wrong. And that according to the way they have established the B.C.s, that really they would have to change it back 4 years to be able to find out where he was born, which would go back into what they've already established as 4 B.C. They'd have to move it back that far. Well, let's just analyze a few things tonight. First of all, we had gotten up from here. Remember 70 A.D., Titus plowed the city. Is that right? Now notice, let's just run one or two things out and go back and pick up another. Let's just say that, just take for granted that it's right the way they've got it. And let's say that from here, 434 years, and in between this 434 years, which here we are at Calvary, which we'll say it like this, right here at Calvary, from here over to 70 A.D., we said there was 37 years. Is that right? 37 years. Counting back to Calvary. Is that correct? All right. That is if we say 33 years back to his birth, I believe. Otherwise, I believe we figured 36 years. Is that right? 36 years. Now, I figured it this way because we know that to Calvary it was 434 years. We don't have to take anybody's A, B, C, or AD or whatever. We know the angel said, and after 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself, but for his people. We know that was Calvary, where he was cut off at Calvary. All right, now from Calvary over to 70 A.D., we established 36 years. Now, if we say that this is 30 A.D., then from 30 over to 70, we would have 40 years. Is that right? So it would make another difference. I would say that the one that said that this was 30 was trying to correct the disorder of the 4 years. I believe that's what they was trying to do, because that would make a 4 year difference. 36 and 4 would be 40, is that right? So if we said 36 years, we'll use it and say that it's 30. Let's just say 30. Some of them believe it's 30 A.D. Let's say 30, so it'll be 40 years. Would that be all right? All right. Now, 30 A.D. would give us 40 years. Now, let's take to start with the 36 years. 36 years, we had 36 years to add to the 434 years. That would bring us up to A.D. 70. Is that right? Bringing us to A.D. 70, we have used up another 36 years, which we had to add to our 434 years. I believe I said last night that left us 20 years. Is that right? 20 years? Yeah, he's got it wrote down here. That leaves us 20 years. Now, if I said 70 and 20, where would that take me? You know where it would take me to? It'd make 490 years. That's what the angel said it would be. Is that right? What if I just run it right on out? Would it make sense? You say the Jews is scattered here at 70 A.D., and God doesn't count the time anymore. See, it's done run up to 470 years. But God doesn't count the time anymore because they're out of the homeland and don't come back until our day over here, which is 1948, become a nation. Well, we start counting the 20 years that's left. Is that right? But supposing that we just went from 70 A.D. and didn't come to our day, just went right on from the time it's scattered. You know where it would come out? When John wrote the book of Revelation, when the weeks come in. When Daniel's last week comes in, he wrote the book 96 A.D. This will take you over into the 90s. And considering the fact that there's some days and years wrong, then you'd fall right on it over there. See, no matter how you figure it, it still comes out Daniel's last week. But let's run it on over further. Let's take the 20 years, start from 48, and say 58, 68. Is that right? That would bring us over to the year of 68. Is that correct? Now, I wish we had another board here. Over to the year of 68, that brings us over here. We done passed that. The 20 years is done run out according to that. But yet, within the 20 years, it was supposed to fall right at the end of the 2,000-year span, because God created in 6,000 years. A day is 1,000 years in 6 days, and rested in the millennium, the 7,000th year, the seventh day. Is that right? Now, it falls in 68. But if we moved it back 1 year, say in 33 here, then we come up with one more year involved, which would make it fall in 67. Now, if we took the Protestant age as a third dimensional projecting of the work of God, like Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Jew, Catholic, and Gentile, and we deal with the Protestant age. See, you're not interested in the Catholic age, nor the Jew age, that's gone by. Though we went into it to give you historical facts so that you could find the age that you're living in and understand the age that you're living in. But if this is the Protestant age, and the Bible said that Antichrist will make a covenant, let's look at it in the Protestant age as to see what it's worth. In the Protestant age, let's consider it for just a little bit. Now, first of all, we run this down to 40 or 67 or 68. Along there, either one you want to run to. If the time of Julius Caesar, which is, we said, about 300 B.C., if the time of Julius Caesar was the time of the changing of the calendars, said that Antichrist will change the times and seasons, if that was the coming in of the Antichrist kingdom from Attalus after all these fail, then he changed it to the Roman calendar. Your calendar is a Roman calendar. America is nothing more than a branch off of the Catholic Church. From Calvary, what if we went back to the birth of the Lord Jesus, and we figured it 360 days to a year. Coming from that period of time, 1900 years coming all the way over, we would come up with probably something like 24 years difference. Somebody could figure it up and see. Ours is 365 days to a year. Theirs 360. Something like 24 years. They can figure behind me here and see if this is right. Now, if that's true, then it means that you would have to rearrange all of these things that's taking place, because instead of 48, that it would be coming in 24 years later. Is that right? If it comes in, have you figured it, John? It's supposed to be a little over. Yeah, it's supposed to be a little over because it comes out in somewhere around a half, and I'm saving it for later. But anyway, notice that if it did do that, and we moved it up 24 years, then where would it land? Are you following me? If you moved it up 24 years, where would they become a nation? Where would Israel be reckoned as a nation according to the Jewish calendar? And where would it take us according to the Jewish time element of their calendar, the prophetic calendar? For the angel was speaking to Daniel concerning the Jews and their way of life, not the Catholics. He said, your people. Where would it take us to? If 20 years from 48 would take us to 68, and then another 4 years, and then if it fell in 72 according to our figures now, and then we added the 20 years, now remember, the 24 years makes us move the reckoning of the nation of Israel, where they become a nation, from the year 48 to the year 72. Is that right? Then when we take it up, that's just a mistake in the calendar. We done come up 24 years. We haven't counted the last 20 years of our prophecy from 70 A.D. That's just a calendar mistake. Now suppose we count the 20 years of the last part of the angelic prophecy. Where would that put us? 20 years added to 72 years. That would drop us well over around the year of 92. Is that right? Now, supposing that they were right in their calculations, and you did move the birth of Christ back 4 years, look where it would put you. But now, supposing that it, in the way that we figured it, that it's 92 years, we're considering it from every aspect, 92 years. Supposing that it's 92 years, there was a little over 24 years, and there's no way to accurately account for the time, except we go back and consider the fact that the Jewish calendar is not just 360 days a year, but some of them are 29. We go back and figure those days, and then it would move it up a little more. If it was moved up, prospectively speaking, to the right place, if you figured it right down, you know where we would be? We would be right there at the beginning of Daniel's last week. For if you moved it up a little further, you would go right over to 2000. Which would be the 20th century. Is that right? You know, like in the Romans, they teach M means 1,000, that's millennium. They say C means 100, that's centuries. The 20th century, 1900 century or the 20th century. All right, the 20th century. That would put us in the 20th century. Is that right? If you moved it up, the end of Daniel's week would fall right on the 2000. Is that right? Now, we know that that would be the end of the 490 because that would be the end of the week. But now, where would we be living according to the time element? See, that proves that God wasn't wrong. That proves that the angel wasn't wrong. It proves that it'll fall just exactly where the Lord said it would. But the thing is, where are we living? Perspectively speaking, where are we at in this dispensation of time? If the Jews was made a nation in 72, let's go back and figure it from the Roman calendar so that we can keep it straight in our minds. Go back to the Roman calendar, we figure it, and then when we figure it, then we'll move it up to where it should be. Is that all right? All right? Let's say that from 48 to 68 or 67, let's say that in the third dimensional projecting of what God's doing, in the religious aspect, Jews agricultural, Catholics political, Protestants religious, natural, physical, spiritual. Let's say that in the spiritual aspect of it, our day, which is the Protestant age, let's say that the Antichrist, which you are now convinced is the Roman Empire moving in, is that right? That the Antichrist would make a covenant and break it in the midst of the week. Is that right? We said that this would fall around 67, if we figured it like we was talking about, 33. If that's true, then there would be a lot of things that would fit together. For instance, though we know that we are 24 years back this side of where these things should be taking place, which would make them come out right, yet being back this way, we can still see that they are in a perfect sequence, just like the Lord said. Get them right in the age that we're living in, according to what we know that's happening, move it up to its proper perspective, and you'll know just exactly where you're at. I say that in 1960, and I want you to listen real close, man. In the year of 1960, we had our first Catholic president. Is that correct? Never before had we had the Roman powers in control after they one time went out and we fled from the old country. All right? 1960, Kennedy, a Roman or Catholic, made a covenant with the Protestant people that they, if they would put him in office, he would not turn to his religion. But from 60 down to 67 would fall in type as the last week of Daniel. The last 7 years, from 60 to 67, is that right? It was after the covenant was made. Now remember, just before 60 came in, Brother Branham, not knowing what was going to happen, said that the revival to America is over. Can you see a better fitting of the fulfillment of the days of the Gentiles? And I believe it was about 57 or 58, along there. It's in a book somewhere. He said that the revival is over. A great revival had sprung out around the world. There was far more to it maybe than he knew or we understood. Because following it, Kennedy went into office. And Protestantism, that is accounted for as the third dimension, which is light, went out of existence. Israel, in its type, spiritual Israel, going away, for he said, I will carry you away into Babylon. Is that right? I will carry you away into mystery Babylon, into the harlot system. I'll carry you away. All right? Kennedy did not keep the covenant he made. And in the midst of the week, long about 63, or a little later, long in year, Kennedy was killed. And that's all it took to really break the covenant. Because it was in the year 63, you've got it on your chart, where we was making it when the angel appeared to us. It was right there in 63, or long in that time, that the ecumenical council started. It set in. From that time, the ecumenical council moved in, the Roman powers, and continued down to the year of 66, the end of 65. At the end of 65, they ended their session. At the very same time, the man that seemed to be the real Messiah of the age was killed. Another wound in the head. And he went out. Just like you would say the end of the Gentile age. Now if we run that down into three-dimensional steps, saying that Billy Graham went out in the year of 60. Somebody said, how could that be? Let's say that he did. If the revival was over to the Protestant people, he's their leader. That's the end of him. Then let's say that from the time of 60 down to about 66 or 7, old Roberts went out. And he did. Because he went into show business. That's a physical dimension. Whereas the first was a natural dimension. And let's say that from the time of Brother Branham's death over to 73, which is another 7, that Brother Branham's teachings ran out. Because his would parallel with communism. Catholicism in the first run. Is that right? Protestantism in the first run, Catholicism in the second run, communism in the third run. You say, why communism? Why parallel Brother Branham with the body or communism? Because that's the policy Antichrist will use. That's the red dragon, China, the one that persecuted the woman, which goes back to Israel, in your types and antitypes. Allied with communism because the church had all things common. It's a type of the millennium coming in. Say that it went over to 73, or in that area. Now, let's see if there is anything to what we're seeing. We do know that Protestantism went out. We know that's true, don't we? No doubt about that. We do know that for the first time a Roman Catholic leader come back in. We know that's true. We do know that nothing was said about the Pope until he came in. And we also know nothing was said much about Jerusalem until after the papacy came in. And then all of a sudden the Roman Church was on the radios and television and everything else. Before that it was just some history. Also, we know that Jerusalem was just kind of like a fairy tale. People didn't even hardly think of that. But notice when that last week come in, it's tight. Jerusalem come in too, because it all comes in together. Now, is there any tie-in with it? Is it a true fact that in the last part of the week of Daniel, that if the Gentiles went out in the time, how many of you know it was about that time that the Pope also went over to the Holy Land and made some covenants? You got it on your chart. Remember, the spiritual, the natural's got to parallel. They got to be running together. And it's got to work with that tie on the in between, which is the Roman Catholic Church. That's the differential census, the double-minded part. How many of you remember that from 63, remember Kennedy, and I hope you understand what I'm saying, especially if anybody hears a tape, if it's... How many of you know I made the statement, I said that they're going to learn that Kennedy's administration is the same as Abraham Lincoln's. And did they learn it? They learned it so well, they found out that 100 years apart was everything that happened. Kennedy's secretary named Lincoln, Lincoln's secretary named Kennedy, one going and one coming from a movie. 100 years apart, a century apart. We made another statement that in the year of 66, that Antichrist would come to America. That is the Roman leader at this time, the papacy. He did it. He came to America. All right. If that is a symbol of Daniel's last week, then there ought to be something in there that would look like it. Is that right? You admit that Brother Branham did say the revival is over. It's in a book. You admit that the Protestant light did go out and Catholicism, which is reckoned as darkness, came in. You admit that Jerusalem and all this did spring up. You admit that in the middle of that, what would be the week there, that there was a wounding of the head. Is that right? Also, that the ecumenical council come in, the covenant with Protestantism was broken. You say, how do you know it was broken? I say it was broken. Because at the end of 66, I said when I was in California years ago, I said the Pope will come in. Pope Paul VI in the year of 66 making 666. He did come in. And to show that the covenant was broken, Johnson and all of the others had been going to the Pope, probably trying to borrow money for a bankrupt nation. But anyway, going to the Pope. When the Pope came over here, the dignitaries and everything went out to meet him, and even the schools were turned out. And Johnson said, done obeisance to him, and said, we're looking to you for peace. And he rose up and said, America now is under Catholicism. Or that is, he said, America now has a Pope. Was the covenant broken with Protestantism? He said, you're now under Catholicism. Where did he start? In the middle of the week, over here in 63. Is that right? What happened? The Bible said God poured out darkness. Is that right? On the kingdom of the Antichrist. When he came over here, who was he pleading with? The red dragon. China. From the UN. United Nations. Is that right? What happened? Darkness came in 60. You say, I don't believe it.
Brother David Allen didn't either, but after he studied a while, he found out it was true. From 1960, check it out and see. Washington, through the medium of what's called black power, went into darkness. Hardly any white controls it anymore. The whole area moved into darkness. And what white was left was taken under the control of Martin Luther King, like of the bottomless pit. I'm not speaking against the Negroes. They're people just like you, but I'm speaking of types and shadows. Whereas they represent darkness, some of the white men represent the beast, so six of one, half a dozen of other. But anyway, the darkness came in from 60, is that right? Now, notice that when this darkness came in, the Bible said gross darkness would cover the people, though in the end time, it would not be twilight, but it would be light. God records time from evening till morning, which means it's darkness with the Jews. Then twilight with the Catholic and light with the Protestants. Now it's reversing, going from light to twilight back to darkness. Because probably the Antichrist will be a Jewish leader. All right? Now, from 60 down to 66 or 67, what happened? Remember in 60, Protestant light went out, darkness came in, they had the white horses and the black horses. Remember the funeral? Now, it... The year of 60, Brother Branham had previously said, the revival is over. The Protestants is going out. That's revival. The Catholics come in. You say, how can you reckon it like that? Because in about 1500, when the Reformation started, the Catholics went out, the Protestants came in. When it went back out and changed over, it was the end of it. Just like the Gentiles, the day's been over. Same as the Jews. Now, the spiritual Jew and the natural Jew, which is the church, it was going on, paralleling each other. At the same time, the Protestants and the Catholics parallel each other in the natural. Just like you see, you got two forms of government, Democrat and Republican. Always twins. Every revival is always twins. But from the year 60, what happened? Protestantism went out. Kennedy favored the Negro people. The very same thing that happened in Antitypes when Abe Lincoln favored the Negro people. Now, let me say this for the Negro's sake here. It was a wonderful thing in the natural because the Negroes deserved their freedom. They'd been in prison, been under bondage. And coming out of that prison as a natural people in a natural society, it was the move of God, just like it was with Abe Lincoln. Because nobody needs to be slaves. And you know they were made slaves over at Jamestown, Virginia, when they brought him in on the Dutch ship over there when he wasn't supposed to be like that. And the people reaped a repercussion from doing it. They were human beings. Now, as a society, that was good. I'm glad they got their rights. They should have got them. Nobody should be slaves. If you'd ever read the paper and seen the pictures of how they took them little children away from the mothers and what was done and all, you'd feel that way too. I saw an old newspaper, just like it was printed up yesterday, and it just made my heart bleed. But anyway, in the natural, that was good. I said that they'll find out he's a type of Moses. Immediately after that, somebody come and brought me a paper, said they say that Luther King is Moses. Black Moses said, he made the statement, said, I've been up to the top of the mountain, I've seen Canaan land. After that, he was killed. Is that right? Just as that, or right over here in a place over here in Memphis, which means Egypt. So, coming just over the Mississippi River, the wilderness, he was killed back over there. Then, of course, the next great leader picked him up, brought him on. Is that right? Like a Moses. They had a Moses. How many of you know that they also, during the tribulation period, they had an Elijah? Elijah Mohammedan. Is that right? How many of you know that they stayed in bondage the exact amount of years as the children of Israel did? 430 years. They came out, how many of you know, that they came out exactly like they did down in Egypt? There was fires and bombings and everything blown to bits, is that right? The same way in Egypt, it was a great hand of God moved and they came out over the Red Sea, which means over all the spilt blood. They came out. They came out over the bloodline, crossed over it in the... People say there's a difference in the bloodline, but the Bible said God has made all nations of one blood. The same God that dwells in your blood dwells in the Negro blood. Same thing. You're no different. It's the pigment of the skin. But the Lord making things to work for his types and shadows. Notice now, in the spiritual, it represented something bad. But in the natural life, it was a good thing. Just like men, it's got a lot of money. In the natural life, that's good. But in the spiritual life, the last is first and the first is last, which makes it bad. The poor people are bad in this life. They're without food, but the last, first, last in that life, it's good. For salvation is sent to the poor. How, you rich men? So, in the reverse, it's good. What is good in the natural is bad in the spiritual. What is bad in the spiritual, or in the natural, is good in the spiritual. It's a reverse. One day we'll get into some of that. But in the year of 60, now notice, Kennedy, like Christ at Calvary, when he gave the freedom to one, he had to give the freedom to the other. That's how that Satan got his regime. Darkness set in. Is that right? Gross darkness come to people, though in the end time light comes, which is revelation. Gross darkness, which is carnality. The Negroes, not being able to help themselves, it was preordained in the foreknowledge of God that they should get their freedom in the end time, which would be a great victory to them and a representation of darkness covering the land of God to bring it out just exactly right according to his foreordination. Now here's what I'm saying. When Antichrist came in 66, that was a blackout in New York. Is that right? How many of you remember that great blackout? Never had happened like that before. The light of Protestantism went out. The church went out. Check it and see if it don't come out that way. The revival finished over here in 53. The church went out. You say, how did it go out? Protestantism went out. There was a church. How did it go out? I made the statement along about 60 or 63, this revelation really began to break. Why? Because it was a type of the flesh going out and the spirit coming in the reverse. The mind of man going out because Catholicism parallels the mind of God. In the earth, in the natural, Catholicism is the mind of God. So whatever it does in the natural means that in the spiritual, the mind of God's doing it. Whatever the others do is contrary to the mind of God. You follow me? It's the reverse. Like Paul said, things that appear was made, but things which do not appear. From 60, coming to 67, the darkness moved in. Was it a representation of the 7 years of Daniel? Well, let's see. We know that so far it looks that way, don't it? In every aspect. But there's more to it than that. The Bible said, out of the bottomless pit, there came forth locusts. Is that right? When did your long-haired hippies get started? When did it start? Their sting, their hair like women, their faces like men, is that right? When did it get started? See, it comes right on down from about 63 and the Beatles coming here, in the 60s and coming right on down. The locust came out of it. All of the other conglomeration of darkness, like the king of the bottomless pit. And then, along about the time of this happening, remember, Satan was cast out of heaven, is that right? The wounding of the head in 63, darkness fell out and took the law as its shield, because sin gets its strength by the law, is that right? Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for it is among you. In the tribulation period, there was burnings, bombings, things torn to bits. Look how it was when the Negro regime started. They blowed up places like Michigan, blowed up stores. There was whole cities to where there was riots. Betty and I was in Chicago, and there was so many police cars, I can't even remember. There was just so many of them in just one area. Just killing, bombing, blowing up things. There is a lot of things that took place that I couldn't name tonight that you can check back yourself, and you'll find it happened exactly like Egypt, which was a type of the tribulation, and which for the Jews. And now, here's one, same thing, the type for the Protestants. And you'll find out, you check it back, it happened the same thing, the type for the Catholics. It's going to be more than a type when they all get together. It's going to be in the fullest. All right, now, I'm going to try to close here just a minute or two now, if I can, just a few minutes. Are you staying with me? The last seven, Brother Branham, over here in the year of 65, when the angel appeared to us, down in Florida. He showed us some things. We had spoke of the death of Brother Taylor's mother prior to this in Olive Branch in connection with the revelation we'd seen at the first gift, which she died. At the same time of Brother Branham's ministry being over, coming out of the desert. After that, he was killed. Then, notice that when Brother Branham was killed, through the medium of a telephone, which is like a cross, he bypassed all of the pastors, just like Christ will do, went into the church, raptured their heart, mind, and attention right into the William Branham Tabernacle,
which this is a breach over from, because we proved it in connection with all the things that took place. Got it on tape and in writings. You say, why is it a breach over? Because it had to do with the kingdom of David, where the last is a celestial. You know that the millennium is the kingdom of David. There was David, and then there was Solomon, then there was Babylon. Is that right? That means if there's a three-phase thing of this thing, then the David kingdom has got to run out. Which, notice, after Brother Branham's death, notice after that, we begin to set up in a charted form. But notice that after that, immediately after that, David Terrell began to get bigger and bigger. Is that right? Why was it? Because over here, like William Branham, Old Roberts, or rather Billy Graham, Old Roberts and William Branham, is to say in the veil, the Trinity part of it. But then when Brother Terrell came, like Brother Terrell coming along, like Brother Branham, like Elijah, you know, I paralleled it, you remember? Rough, rugged, saying, get the puke off of my benches. Is that right? Brother Walden, like Billy Graham, there's no doubt in my mind that's what he was following, because Billy Graham had the, the hour of decision. Brother Walden got as close to it as he could, and he put it the hour of deliverance. Following Moses, a polished fellow that can get to the world, learned in the ways of the Egyptians. He's been a builder. Notice, why did it happen like that? Because there had to be a Jesus name aspect of it. Whereas there was a Trinity side of it in the veil. Then, 1, 2, 3, like the Solomon aspect, that's always in the middle realm, coming over in the end time. Because as David Terrell goes out, there isn't but one other thing to come in. Even the Jews said, send us Brother Terrell. They thought he was the prophet who was to come to them. But anyway, the celestial coming in after the millennium. Nobody can doubt the fact that in type, that while William Branham was here, that was like a millennium to his people. If they had any problems, they just went to him, whatever they wanted. There wasn't anything left. I said the voice of healing would go out. I said the spoken word would go out. Is that correct? All of a sudden, Gordon Lindsay died, the man who started the voice of healing. Why did he die at this particular time? All of a sudden, they found out, according to what I understood, that Brother Roy Borders, like we say, a crossing over, has a hole in his heart. And so many other things, like Brother Osmond's hair growing out, growing him a mustache and a beard when I said the Lord would start dealing with him. Brother Roberts going into show business. Brother Branham dead. Brother Jack Coe dead. Brother Allen dead. We spoke of, just before we come over here, the time of his death was near at hand, and right if we come over here, he died. Now, what I'm saying is, why did all of these things happen now when we predicted years ago that long about this age of 70 and on down, that all the lights would go out, saying that with Protestantism they started going out then. But God wanted 1, 2, 3. Now, have they gone out? Who is alive? Brother Walden still seems to have a light. Brother Terrell still seems to have a light, because they're running a representation. It's a Jesus name revival coming in. Look at Brother John Lane. I felt sure that God would use Brother John Lane and made mention of some things concerning Brother John, which came to pass in Olive Branch, that God would use him to go into the UPC and into the Jesus name denominations to get this message in there to start a revival among the Jews, like prophets going to the Jews. Did he do it? He done it even to my surprise. He even joined the UPC, which kind of shocked me. But they won't let you preach in there otherwise. I didn't thought it might come to that. But he did. He joined it. I said there would be a Jesus name revival, and all of a sudden they had a relay revival that went around the world. It's starting to come in. Why? Because it's Jesus' name that's going to take them in. That's God's chosen people, them that are called by my name. All right, now, out of the Trinitarian veil, God threw with the Protestants, turning back to the Jew. That means through with the Trinity, going back to the Jesus name in this dimension. Are you following me? If all the nations gather together against Israel in the natural, that means all of the denominations, because nations in the natural means denominations in the religious, in the physical sense. All of the denominations will gather together against the Jesus name people. Say, Brother Pike, what makes you believe that? Because every denomination can come together. It don't matter about their little difference of doctrine. They can come together. Satan let them come together. You say, how? They can come together because they all have the Catholic baptism, and the Catholic will draw them together. But Jesus' name people can never confederate with them because of Jesus' name. And that's why they'll come against them. Right there. In that day, Jesus' name shall stand for the Jews and fight their battles. For when they exercise a name, the Holy Spirit will come in and fight against the Antichrist. When you say Antichrist, anti to Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to say this in trying to close. There's so much more I'd like to say, but I'm going to say this in trying to close. Notice now, if this does run up like that, and that is running out over here, and that the rapture was back here when Brother Branham at the cross, the telephone system, would it run 7 more years? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, on down like another Daniel 7-week rapture, the first of it, the end of it, the coming back of Christ himself, which is the revelation. Anybody, when they speak of the revelation, you say, where is the revelation? They say that is at the end of Daniel 7th week. Anybody will tell you that. You study Larkin's book or any of the others, that any kind of Bible scholar, and when they speak of the revelation, they don't speak of it like you and me. They speak of the revelation as the coming of the Lord Jesus. They say, and this happened, and this happened, and said, and then the revelation came, which was the coming of Jesus. At the end of it, now let's say that that's true. But let's just say here at 73, the year 73, what if we said that we would move it up? We see that it does run out to 73 trying to find our perspective. Is that right? Now we say if we did move it up, like we did that while ago when we couldn't find our perspective, now that we've run our perspective in it, now what if we did move it up? It would move up to 92. And the same thing would be happening in 90, in the 90s. You say, but that would be 92. But supposing that we did figure the days that was 29 and pick up the other little eras that is accounted for in here, that was 30 A.D. and so forth. Supposing we did run them all together, it would drop us right down to where the last part of the fulfillment of that thing would be falling, which means that the coming of the Lord would have to be at hand. Brother Branham taught that the coming of the Lord would fall right in here around April, right around this time. I believe that the revelation is the translation of the church. As a matter of fact, Brother Branham one time said the rapture would be a revelation. If you recall, it comes to mind he made a statement. But anyway, I say that it is the translation of the church, that it has been in the past an immediate translating of your inner spirit, which is called the pneuma on the inside, into the kingdom of God. Is that right? But that coming from the inner part to what is called the physics, the differential senses, that a progressiveness of translation set in. Your spirit translated immediately into the body of Christ, the kingdom of God. Then in the physic realms, which is the differential senses, from glory to glory, as the knowledge or mind of God reveals itself to our differential thought pattern, by part we translate each thought to life,
to glory, to revelation. Take away the veil, it becomes a revelation. Christ speaking the world into existence of God, God speaking in the end time, not you that speak, by taking a veil, revelating it, breaking the hull open, getting the goody out, then the world which is the hull's gone, speaking it out of existence. Speaking it out of existence by giving you a thought pattern. He brought it into existence by veiling the Shekinah glory, that is to say, when he brought the beast mind in. That's the world set up in your heart. But then when the kingdom of God comes into your heart, it begins to in part speak the world out of your heart. You're back in the Shekinah glory. Because when the beast mind come in, you went out of the Shekinah glory. My words are spirit and life. Just like scientists in the type, they are speaking this world out, making it new. The old going out and the new coming in. That's the type. But now let's just say that we've come to this place, that this is the revelation. If we put those few things together, it would put us right down to the last few years of the, that is to say where we're at now. If this 20 years runs it on down, if we put them pieces together, runs it on down to 2000, remember, 2000 then would be 80 now. You follow me? See, 80, 90, 100, you add 20 years. So then, if we are 3 years, in our perspective, away from 80, move it up to 90, where would we be in 90? That means that we're right at the end of the trail. Anything from here on out could happen. As a matter of fact, David Terrell made the statement on two occasions. I believe he spoke of seeing visions. He said the prophet Elijah is coming in now. Said he done seen him. Not only that, said I saw him. Said he wasn't a short man. He wasn't a tall man. But said he was a medium-sized man. Said I could not see his face, but I saw his body. Now he believes that Elijah is coming in. You follow the type in the last week of Daniel. In our perspective, the Protestant perspective. And what do you find? William Branham? Called Elijah? Is that right? If there was a Moses, Billy Graham, following it right on down in the types, learning all the ways of the Egyptians. Are you following me? In the Protestant perspective. So then I say that in coming to the place that we're at now, then where is the tribulation? If it is running an antitype in the Protestant perspective, then my friend, the Bible said at the sounding of that last trump. Now we say the sounding of the last trump being the end. We're speaking in a perspective. Because really, when the last trump sounds, not that angel that sounded over there, it'll be the Lord Jesus Christ himself descending from heaven with the shout of the archangel for the rapture of the saints. Is that right? Coming in. Israel had two trumpets. One sound together and one blasted out to move them. Is that right? It's the same thing. I'm going to stop right here. Because there's other things that we could say, and if we get into them, we'll just be going on that much longer. I want you to think on the things that we said here. See, I had another date. I wished I had the, could remember another date that I wanted to bring to you. I don't know, just... I can't. I think I can remember it, but I'm not sure that it would be right. I'm almost sure in my mind it would be right if I quoted it to you. But if I was wrong, then it might ball you up. That's why I got them on tape somewhere where I give them all by memory. But I thought this time we'd just jot some down. And maybe we could check them out that way so you could check them out and be sure. Just in case. I wanted to give you the date. Maybe I'll give it to you next time. Right where the western part of the Church of Rome separated from the eastern part. I wanted to give you the date. I had the date on that as to what it was. I wonder if you'll stand with me now. I appreciate your kind attention. And if I sound like I'm hollering at you, I don't mean to do that. I'm just trying to talk with you. Some of the tapes I've taught on, I've said things so fast until some of the people couldn't comprehend or understand what we were saying.
But I hope that in these tapes, I've set them slow enough to where you can. And if needs be, you can always get one of the tapes and go back and listen at it and check it out. Let's sing a little chorus, Brother Taylor. They'll come from the east and west. They'll come from the lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as His guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding His hallowed face, aglow with His light divine. Blessed partakers of His grace, as gems in His crown to shine. They'll come from the east and the west. They'll come from those lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as His guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding His hallowed face, aglow with His light divine. Blessed partakers of His grace, as gems in His crown to shine. You know, it was talking about the darkness covering the land. I remember when Brother David Allen wrote me a letter, he said, I didn't believe that, Brother Pike. I couldn't get a hold of it. Brother David's a fine brother, and they're really working with us, him and Sister Elwin, in doing these tapes for us. And I really appreciate it. I want you to pray for him. But he said, after I checked later and found out that Washington had, oh, I don't remember, 1% of white left, or I don't, small percentage, it might have been more than that. He said, I believe what you said. He said, it's true. It's true. Now, here's the thing, folks. If your heart ain't right with God, I don't care what I tell you, it won't do you any good. If you ain't made that final crossing to put your flesh to death, and there's still something that rises up within you that don't want to submit, you're on the wrong trail. You've missed the rapture of Christ. You've missed it. So I tell you in the name of the Lord, kill that old man once and for all and get rid of him. Come under the divine leadership of Christ and the love and submission one to another. Forget who you are, or what you look like, or what you think you are, or what you think you ever was or will ever be. Remember, you're less than nothing. The Bible said all the nations of the earth are less than nothing. Don't think you're better than somebody else. Esteem others better than yourself. That's the way to think of yourself, and then you're getting right. I love you. I want to help you. Now, I believe we'll have a convention somewhere in June. And I believe the Lord will bless us. And I want you to fast and pray. That's the trouble a lot of times. You don't fast. That's where you're not dead. A person that can't swear to their own hurt enough to fast surely will never make it to heaven. So, and surely you'll run into them every time you go to preach. But I want you to break your self-will down. And then when June comes, or whenever it is, and we have a revival, or we have a camp meeting, then you'll already know these teachings. You'll already have these. And then when men get up here and preach to you and talk to you about God, it'll mean something to you because you know what it's all about. And then your fasting and praying will break you down and illuminate you with that godly illumination. And you'll feel something going through your arms and your body. I feel it a lot of times, like it's translating me. Remember, the instantaneous change
on the inside, a translation of your spirit into the kingdom of God, the child caught up to the throne. Then, the last part is in what's called the soma, the bodily part, coming from the pneuma, the physics, and the soma. The last part, which is the body, is an instantaneous transfiguration into the glorious liberties of the sons of God. But in between the transfiguration, which is the body in the soma, and the translation in the pneuma, there is the differential part, which is the physics, and this is the part that is progressive from glory to glory as your mind changes. So if the inner is instantaneous and the kingdom of God is in you and the world's gone and you're already translated into the heavenly places, then progress, grow in the grace and knowledge, do everything to translate the differential part of you, which is the in between the progressive part. Speed it up so that the glory of the inner, Paul said, shall be revealed in the outer. And the outer instantaneously can get that change that the world calls the rapture. The rapture is going on now. They're waiting for change, but they'll never get it because it's going on. The change from glory to glory is going on. And when that comes, that'll be instantaneous. And unless the progressiveness at first, there's got to be the instantaneous translation of the kingdom, which is your spirit into God's spirit. Then the next has to be done, the progressiveness of the transformation of your minds into the mind of Christ. And then that automatically will bring the instantaneous transfiguration at the sounding of the last trumpet when the dead rise. But if you miss either one of the first two, you didn't make it. Let's lift our hands together. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I can see. Lift your hands. Praise God. 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 Maybe in the next few services, we'll talk about the book of Revelation in the church ages and give you some dates on them. But until then, let's pray, believe God, and ask God to help us. Bow your heads with me. Father, Lord of heaven, we're thankful for these people, for their attention, for what little we've been able to share with them as in the ability that you've given us. Lord, in the muchness of Christ within our hearts, be with us, Lord. Bless the people for Jesus' sake. In Jesus' name, amen. Shake hands with somebody. Tell them you love them. Come back and be with us.